Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Medium Matters. I'm your host Chantel and I have the lovely Marie Rose by my side.
Hello everybody.
Hello everybody indeed. Tonight we're sending all of our love and light into every corner of the universe and everywhere in between and asking you guys to remember to be kind to yourselves, to each other, and to our lovely planet. There is only one me, one you, and nothing about that is a mistake. So be authentically you and you'll always be kick-ass.
That's right. Yeah, because you are awesome sauce.
It's true. Just kidding. I'm kidding. So, love message delivered. Tonight, it's all about angels, guardian angels. You like what I did there? Mm-hmm. Like a Bond James Bond?
Yes.
So, as per usual, we are covering the basics. And at some point, we would like to dive deeper. And I mean, like in a later episode when we dig into all of your questions and answer some of those things that are harder for us to answer on like a basic level. So do not fret if we don't answer all of your questions that are running through your mind right now. This is like the first little layer, if you will.
The layers of an onion.
Right. The layers of an onion. So, I mean, and these topics like the angels, the guardian angels, the guides, an earthbound, a ghost, a haunting, all of these things have so many layers that it is challenging sometimes just to answer a basic question because like there's so many different ways you can answer it based on different situations. Good Lord.
Situations.
So, you know, we're just going to cover the basics and please make sure you guys send us your questions, your own personal stories. We would love to answer your questions and read your stories and get to know you guys a whole lot better. So that said, what is a guardian angel? Well, I'll tell you, it's no ordinary angel.
No. So I think it's an invisible companion that is always there for you, prays for you, watches over you.
Mic drop. That's the end of the episode. Bye guys. Just kidding. That was very well said. That's exactly what it is. It's to me, it's like that BFF that you'll never argue with, you're never gonna leave each other's side, and not because you're like don't leave me, but because they're like I'm freaking assigned to you.
Right.
I have to be here.
Right. They have got your back. It's their job.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the kind of guardian angel I'd be.
Well, I'd
be like, oh my God, are you crying again?
I feel like my guardian angel just sits there with her head in her hands going, oh my God, what is she going to do now? Like, oh God, did you see what I had to put up with yesterday?
Agreed.
It's just
right. Do you think they get together like at the Starbucks and they're like, what the hell with this guy?
At the heavenly Starbucks going, you know what she did last night.
Mm-hmm. Didn't shower again. She was playing with maypoles. If you listened to last week's episode, you know what that means. So Marie's right, you guys. A guardian angel is an angel that is specifically assigned to you. Like they choose to be with you and guide a particular person, group, kingdom, country, yada, yada. Like that is their mission, is to be with you. So spirit assigned you a guardian angel like long before you came around.
So do you equate a guardian angel to a spirit guide?
No.
Because I think they're different.
I think they're different.
But similar.
Sure. Similar in that they're, all of them have a goal of making sure you are on the best path.
Yeah, I feel like a spirit guide is making sure you stay on your life path, whereas a guardian angel is protecting you from yourself, from random events, whatever.
Right. I do think that they have the same type of job. The guardian angel has the bigger job because they are actually with you always. And my understanding is that they're with you in all of your lifetimes. Where the
that's an interesting thought.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you pass and come back, like they continue to be with you. Because the theory behind that, or one of the thoughts behind reincarnation, is that you are continuing, sometimes you are continuing work that you did not accomplish in a previous life.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Where, so that's a guardian angel, where they are always with you 24/7. They don't leave your side. They are there watching over you, praying over you. Think of like a parent. Like a parent with a newborn and like constantly there and growing, you know, watching you grow and accomplish the things that are on your life list, if you will. Not your bucket list, but
like right. your life path.
The book you put together before you came into physical form.
Right.
For the umpteenth time. And a spirit guide, on the other hand, your spirit guides come and go. Like, you can have another one. Like, they're not with you lifelong.
Yeah, and I don't think they're with you through multiple lives either.
Right. Agreed. And the spirit guides, you have different levels of them. There are some that are... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say like a lower guide or a higher guide, but there are some that are, what's the word, Marie?
Like a junior guide? What, like?
Maybe like, I'm going to say this for now, like a more advanced guide, but that's not quite the wording I want to use.
Well, I do feel like I've had multiple spirit guides, and mm-hmm. they each had a different role.
Yeah, they each have a different specialty. Just like, you know, don't go to your dentist if you broke your toe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to go to that specialized and ask them specifically, this is the specific help I need.
Right. Whereas a guardian angel isn't like that.
Mm-hmm. They will help you. They will be with you and guide you to the best path, the best way to get to where you want to go, where you're supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. She knows what I mean. So they are with you all the time to help bring you more fully into pure and unconditional love. They are also very practical and understand your every need far before you even know that you have a need. I mean, they know it all. They know it all.
Oh, yeah. They're angels.
Mm-hmm. Their specialty is you.
Yeah. They have a mission from God.
Mm-hmm. They have a mission from God. That's very true. So, you know, there's the Hollywood angel that's like, oh, the white gown and the wings and the halo and the whatever. Is that what they look like? No. And really, I think what they look like to you is what is comfortable for you.
Right.
Because they're a light being. They don't have an actual form. They don't have... do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they will reveal themselves to you in a way that you can relate.
Right. In a way that you can handle. And
yes. Whatever will resonate with you. Because they know what you can handle.
Sure. If you're deathly afraid of a spider, they're not going to appear to you as a spider. Yeah, it would be silly. Because they're never going to get your attention
right.
ever again.
You know, scream and run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that they come. They are pure spirit and light beings. But they will assume a presence, like you said, that does resonate with you and that works with you.
Right. I think they will come to you when in your dreams, when you meditate.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking around like your guardian angel just whispered something in your ear. And you turned around and said, what'd you say? What are you doing?
So the space around you just got mega pink, like hot pink. That's why I looked around. I was like, what color is this room? Am I seeing things?
Well, I mean, this room's pink. She's staring at me funny.
Is your guardian angel pink?
I don't
know. Is your guardian angel the robot from Scooby-Doo that was in my dream? The fuchsia one?
The fuchsia robot. I don't think so. Yeah, I got a lot going on around me, so at any given day, there is no telling.
It's not your aura. I know it's not your aura.
Is it a feminine pink?
No, it is. It's like this pink right here, like this case.
Like a hot pink.
Yeah.
Like a hot pink.
It's hot pink.
Oh, interesting. Is it friendly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as it's positive energy, not negative energy, it can stay. She is still eyeballing me, y'all.
No, I'm just, I'm trying to connect.
Is he a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh my gosh. So this happens sometimes, you know, like you.
Yes.
This happens sometimes and they just pop up.
No messages?
That's what I'm trying to connect. And
so you need me to shut up so you can connect?
No.
To my pink angel?
You can keep talking. So it's just the energy that they're bringing forth is just very...
very pink.
I don't know who this is. I just... someone is behind you and keeps like wrapping their arms around you.
Oh, like they love me.
Oh, yes. What is this connection, Marie?
Is it a grandmother?
I don't know. It's making me want to cry, though. Like, it's so loving. Like, there's so much love in here right now.
Oh, don't cry.
No, it's good. Like, it's beautiful. And I can't.
Do I need to go get a tissue?
No. I'm trying to get information from this person, and they're just... that's all they keep doing is wrapping their arms around you. Like it's not like a protection. It's just love, like a lot of love. And it,
are you sure it's not a grandmother type?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's a male or female energy. I want to connect it with a woman because...
because pink?
Because pink. And still hugs. A lot of hugs and a kiss on the head. Like it's very, very nurturing and very...
I think I may have picked something up and brought it back from Panera.
Oh my god. This is why I love you so much. It's a pink demon.
Oh. Yeah, there's a little pink angel at Panera Bread and decided to come home with us. So you girls look like fun.
It's a carb.
Oh my god. It's the tomato soup that I had.
Oh my gosh. That was very unexpected. That's not our stomachs growling or the demon in the room. That's Marie's bed. She just repositioned. Oh my gosh. Very unexpected.
That was awesome though.
Which is always how it happens. Well, not always. That happens a lot, but that was... so I have said this in other episodes, and I feel like I always say this. I said this in another episode. I did say this though, and I don't recall when or the context, but this does happen where sometimes we're having a certain conversation that will bring forth an energy, or I'm watching something, or I, whatever it is. And they present themselves the way they want to present themselves. They say what they want to say. They show what they want to show. Like they are in full control. This is their party. And in this case, as you guys heard, like this being... and this being has a strong connection to you. It's not a guide or a... this is someone that crossed over.
Like a blood relative?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got a lot of them. Between grandmothers and aunts and...
mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels very motherly, like very... anyway, my point being, they... it's their party. So they say what they want, do what they want, show what they want. Hmm. And in this case, this particular being just wanted me to see and relay to you that they are with you and hugging you tight and just loving you, just passionately loving you.
Well, that's awesome. I'll have to ask for them to reveal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a dream tonight or something.
Yeah. Good Lord. Episode over. I'm done.
Did that wear you out?
Dang, that was just, it was just unexpected, but that's, they show up like that when they feel like it. And maybe you needed that right now. I don't know. Maybe you needed an extra hug or 100. That was a lot of hugs.
I will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
If anything develops.
I'd love to know.
Figure this one out.
When you have a hot pink dream.
Maybe. Oh. It was a guardian angel.
It wasn't.
No?
No, this feels...
maternal?
Yeah, very... there's a connect... like a...
had to be a grandmother or great-grandmother.
Did you know them? Because they're saying, she knows me, she knows me.
I knew both my grandmothers. I did not know my great grandmothers. So, there's...
have you met them in a meditation?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, my Asian grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's come forward a few times.
Okay. Because I don't want to just assume that it's someone that you knew in the physical world.
Yeah, I knew both my grandmothers in the physical world.
Yeah, because I'm saying she knows me could be you've met in another plane. Okay, well, you'll get back to us.
If anything develops, I will journal it and... I will let you know.
Good Lord. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. I'm done.
Guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
Not spirit guides.
Mm-hmm. And not family that just drops in when they feel like it. Like send a text.
So signs. Signs that your guardian angel has come to visit you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've had some signs. You've told me about the colored orbs. Do you think the colored orbs that you've seen in the past have been a guardian angel?
You know what? I don't know. I know it was angelic, but I don't know if it was like an angel or a guardian angel, or because there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't think it was a guide. It was angelic, but I don't know if it was, which one it was. But I have seen the blue orb, the big blue orb in my room before. I've seen the red one. And for a minute there, I mean, when I've seen that red orb, and I think I've talked about it on the show, when I've seen the red orb, it like startles me because I'm asleep and I open my eyes and my room is like red and there's a very distinct red ball.
Has that happened recently or?
So, not the last time it happened, but the time prior to that, it's been a couple months, I think. I wasn't asleep. I had like turned over and opened my eyes or something and saw it, or it was something like that. And you know, if I would get back to journaling, writing these things down, then I wouldn't have to remember. But so when I did see it that time, there was like something immediate about me just feeling like I had to say, oh hell no, you need to go. And I think that was like, those were my exact words. Then I think the time after that, which was the last time I saw it again, and the, you know, the internal or telepathic conversation we had or whatever, mm-hmm. was one-sided, it needs to be on my time, like when it's good for me. You can't just, you know, pop in. So it wasn't that immediate, like defensive, get the hell out. It was, I have a boundary and you need to respect it.
Okay.
So that red one, I still don't know because I haven't gone into meditation and asked about it, but the blue one was very positive. The blue one I saw.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm still so just a little jacked on this.
In the Bible, guardian angels,
mm-hmm.
Psalm 91, verses 10 through 12, for those of you who are Christians and read the Bible, the mm-hmm. you know, guardian angels are addressed there. And the verse reads, "No harm will come to you, no plague will come near your tent, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Always with you.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So basically your guardian angels are sent to protect you and mm-hmm. make sure you don't stub your little toe.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there is a lot of information to know about guardian angels. Some of it true, some of it not true. They are always, they're with you from the very beginning, like we said. So before you signed your life contract and said, "I'm coming into the world for the first time or again," they were already with you. Will you become a guardian angel when you die? Nope.
No? You don't think so?
Nope, I don't. So I, from the things that I have learned, the things that I've read, the conversations I've had with other people, the guardian angels were, they've been around since like the beginning of time, created from the beginning, and they've never been in human form or in an earthly form, if you will, animal or whatever the case. Like, they've always been a light being.
An angel forever.
Mm-hmm. An angel forever.
Hmm.
So they can guide you and love you and be with you in the purest form. They're not driven by anything earthly or, you know, like a spirit guide might be, or
no other motives.
Right. There is no ulterior motive. Just like, you know, that story you told about your boyfriend and the night you were driving home and your guide said to you that he was your life's mission, or what was it? Was that it?
Right. That he was the focus of my life.
Right. And you were like, the hell?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. And then come to find it was his guides that were whispering in your ear.
Right. They weren't mine. Right. It was late. I was tired.
Right. So there's the difference right there. What we're talking about is that a spirit guide has been in human form before, or has had a physical form before and has experienced life on this earth, not as a light being, if that makes sense. I may not be explaining this very well, where a guardian angel has always been a light being.
Okay.
Has never held a physical form. What do you think of that?
That sounds, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me.
So like your loved ones that have crossed over, like your spirit guides, like angels and archangels and hell demons and whoever, your guardian angels communicate with you the same way, through thoughts, images, feelings, words, music. I mean, you name it. They'll find a way to get the message to you.
Oh, yeah, they will communicate mm-hmm. with you, whether you realize it or not.
Yes. Doing the research for this episode, I realized that I have been spending a lot of time. I didn't realize it suddenly. I know I've been spending a lot of time with one particular being.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. And in doing the research for this episode, it occurred to me that this is not a guide. It's a guardian angel.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I need to maybe ask more questions. Not maybe. I need to ask more questions and go into meditation and, you know, connect on another level. But this being that I have had in my ear for some time now has been the same being. The same being, but this, like, we communicate in, you know, obviously telepathically, but it's
right.
You know, in words, like I am hearing the words and I am, you know, responding in my mind or whatever the case, or but it's always reassuring and positive and, you know, do this, don't do that. And so it's very cool. It's not the gut feeling. It's not the, you know, and I like this better. I'm like, just tell me straight up. I don't want to guess. I don't want to
second guess your gut feeling.
Yeah. I don't want to be like, what does that symbol mean? Like, just tell me. So I did say this a long time ago. I'm like, I just want you to be straight up. I want to have a conversation with you, with all of you. Like, we're, you know, spilling the tea together in the room. So I'm very happy that that's how it's going, but it doesn't always. And even my people still communicate with me through feelings and music and whatever the case. So, you know, it's not a one size fits all. So don't be discouraged if you realize that it's images for you. Maybe that's what resonates for you and you just, you know, haven't gotten on board yet. Who knows? So can you name your guardian angel? No, they have a name.
And I think it's an... Names for me this past year, I went when I first started mm-hmm. the, you know, spiritual journey and looking, you know, once I learned that, oh, there's spirit guides and there's this and there's that. And okay, I wanted to know everybody's name.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But in this past year, what I realized is that it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You are who you are. Your designation is just kind of irrelevant,
right?
Because if I need you, I'm going to feel you. You're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're on this earth and I need to put your name in my contact list on my mm-hmm. phone, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant what the name is. And it's probably not a name that we can verbalize anyway.
That's true. That's a really good point.
So why try? I mean, I can make up a name for you, but it would be for my benefit.
Right. That's a very good point. And like you at the beginning, I very much was into names because that's how I was able to distinguish who people were outside of like my people, like my loved ones that have crossed over. So names were important to me. And the other side of that is they knew names were important to me because I was very skeptical.
Right.
So it mattered. And the names they gave me were not like, you know, Ben. It was, I mean, I have to look back at my level one journal to recall the name, to read it. But the name, and I remember specifically that guide telling me it's a name you would believe.
Okay.
Because I said, what kind of name is that? And he said, it's a name you would believe. And I was like, the So I'm like, oh, you know me. So I'm with you. Because we have time invested in this and we have meditated and practiced and researched and learned some more and made mistakes along the way. We're now at a point where we can recognize the people that are on our team. And when someone new comes in, we are far better now at recognizing the energy. Is it positive, negative?
Right.
What does it mean to us? You know, and I don't...
You recognize the being.
Right.
Regardless of what it's called.
Exactly.
You recognize the being and what it is.
Exactly. And you're right. A name doesn't matter. But a guardian angel's name is assigned... by God. It's assigned like way above us.
Eons ago.
Yeah. Way above our station.
Right. So who am I to
say,
you know, give me your name.
Exactly.
You are who you are. I recognize you for who you are and I accept you for who you are.
And I want to say, like, you know, as I think about it, this angel that's been with me, I almost like vaguely recall asking his name and him just like shutting it down. I was like, okay. That's just like my people.
Yeah. Well, I've named things in the past mm-hmm. and have been told, no, mm-hmm. you cannot call me that. I do not like that name. If you have to call me something, call me this.
Call me Bab.
Is that your name? No. Mm-hmm. But this is just to make you happy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like Sarah. No, they're their own beings, their own There's no other word. They're their own beings.
Right.
They have their own personality. They have their own likes and dislikes. They have their own everything. I mean, all of the beings do. So, you know, who are we to step in and say, no, it's wrong. Your name does not make me happy. So, okay, let's talk about some of the common signs that an angel will display to tell you that they're around. In case you are off that day, like you're not, because I'll tell you, I'm not on every moment. I'm not like, oh, I see a girl walking down the street, or you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And sometimes I purposely have to turn it off because I'm tired or I just want to.
You need a break.
Yeah. I want to be in the moment and not, you know, converse with spirit and stuff because, you know, I just need some time with the people I'm with or whatever. But, you know, there are also times when I'm tired and, you know, Houston is a perfect example. And we've talked about this where I was so distracted and so exhausted. We all were, that I wasn't doing any readings, and I, you know, I'm still not, because I don't feel like I'm totally there where I am. I have all my focus back, but you know, that it just happens. It happens. You're having an off day and you don't, you know, your angel standing right next to you, like damn near slapping you in the face, and you're just not getting it. So what are some of the common signs to know that your guardian angel is around?
Well, I think like we talked before, the orbs. Mm-hmm. Seeing colored orbs.
That's a good one.
And this I haven't experienced this, but I've read that, you know, sudden smells, sudden sweet smells, mm-hmm. is a sign. Or they'll come to you in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Or something as simple as just finding a white feather.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, there's a lot of signs, mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah, and the feather.
Which ones touch your heart?
Yes. What makes you notice?
Right. What grabs your attention?
Right. If you're not into muscle cars and a muscle car flies by and that's like your sign from your guardian angel or whatever, you're not going to get it. You're like, I don't give two craps about a muscle car.
Oh, right.
But, you know, a gift card at Ulta. Yes.
A gift card from Ulta is, yeah, a sign of a guardian angel.
It is a sign of the guardian angel. My angel. My angels know me. I'm like, you know, Sephora and Ulta were created to make the world a better place. I'm positive. So, yes, the feathers, huge angelic calling card.
Yes.
Huge. And is it because they supposedly have wings with feathers? Who the hell knows? I don't know. But that's one of the big ones that they use, as a feather.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this to be clear about a feather. If you are in a field or a park where birds frequent and you find feathers, not a sign.
Not a thing, no.
If you're in a cave where birds do not go into and you find a feather, different story.
Right.
So do you see the difference? Like, you know, if you find a boat in the sea, it's not a miracle. But, you know, if you find a boat in your sandwich, different thing. So coins are another one.
Yes, I've heard coins.
Yeah. So there's the pennies from heaven, which, mm-hmm. you know, is a big thing. So this is not exclusive to guardian angels. So this is where it comes in, where we were just talking about a few minutes ago, where you do reach a point if you, with enough practice, enough meditation, enough asking questions, enough asking help, where you do start to recognize who these beings are and you can tell them apart. This is my loved one. This is a spirit guide. This is an archangel. This is a guardian angel, or whatever the case. So your loved ones may leave coins. Your guardian angels may leave coins. So then it becomes, you know, the ball is then in your court to differentiate and figure out who it is, who's communicating with you.
Right. What resonates with you?
Right. And ask the questions. You can ask them. Will they always tell you no? Because sometimes, for whatever reason, they're just tight-lipped.
Yeah, you're not meant to know for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Butterflies. Butterflies are another one.
Oh.
But again, like you said, it's what resonates with you. What does. So for me, butterflies, and one butterfly in particular, tells me that my grandmother's around. And it always, like, if my mood is crap, I am, like, uber happy immediately. Like, I feel so much love. And so that is, that's our thing together is the butterfly, that one specific butterfly.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it might be my guardian angel trying to get my attention. I'm thinking it's my grandma. Who the hell knows? So clouds, another one. Have you ever seen, like, a form in a cloud and you're like, oh, that looks like an angel, or it looks like a popsicle, or...
Yeah, I look up and I always see a dog.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I see a dog. I see, whatever. I always see animals in the mm-hmm. clouds. Hmm. Like, oh, look, that's a horse.
Do you see... I don't remember. In not in meditations, in Reiki sessions, are you the one that sees the animals all the time?
I do.
Oh, interesting.
I do see animals. Oh.
Interesting.
Look at you making connections.
I know. Look at me. Eat a carb and suddenly I'm smart.
Thanks, Panera.
I know. So, you mentioned this one, dreams. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly cool to dream of your loved ones or an angel, a guardian angel. And what's even better than just dreaming about them is remembering the damn dream.
That's why you've got to keep a journal by your bed.
Yes. So the moment...
Journal it.
Yeah. The moment you open your eyes, you are peeing your pants. It doesn't matter. Stop what you're doing. Grab that pen and that book or voice record it.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Wake up your whole house. Voice record it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just shout it. Shout
because
it into
you
your phone. Because
that's like right there on your phone. You know, yeah. Voice record and spew it out and go back to sleep. And wake up later and listen to yourself going, what the heck?
Yeah. And then in the morning when you wake up and your person is like, the hell were you doing? I was trying to sleep.
Your other half is over mm-hmm. there going, oh gosh, she's at it again. Yeah.
You're like, I had an angel dream. Another one. So here's another cool one. Sparkles of light. So often I see, it used to be a lot like in my peripheral vision, I would see like sparks of light.
Okay.
And now it happens like all around me, where I can see it. If it happens behind me, I have no clue, but then that would be just dumb because then I don't know you're around, but I do see it like all around. And I always think that's really cool because I'm like,
oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. Sparks of light. Have you seen that though? Like out of the corner of your eye and you're like, did I just see?
Well, I mean, there's things I see out of the corner of my eye, whether it be a light or a shadow or something. Mm-hmm. And I'll look real quick to see if I can physically explain it. You know, oh, it was the shadow of a tree branch and mm-hmm. the wind blew and caused a shadow in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to find the reasonable explanation. Mm-hmm. Once in a blue moon, there is no explanation. And I'm mm-hmm. just left with, huh, I wonder what that really was.
Yeah. I would like to say that I am logical like that, but you saw what happened last time we recorded together, and I thought a poltergeist had grabbed my ankle, and it was Sandy that came in and was rubbing on me, and I almost jumped out of my chair. I was like, what the hell?
That was funny. So, because you were focused, you were
yeah, I was in the zone,
right? You were recording, mm-hmm. you were focused, and I saw him poke his little head through the door
because mm-hmm. Maria's facing the door, and my back is to the door.
Yeah, I saw him walk over. I didn't think anything of it, and I didn't realize that he had come up to your leg because it's under the table, and he was just saying, "Hey, bud,"
and scared the ever loving ass out of me, and I so I immediately jumped to a poltergeist. I'm like, "There's a ghost!"
No, the ghost named Sandy Cat.
Yeah, it was a chunky cat. That's what it was. So I in my mind, the dialogue that happens when I see something or hear something, I'm like, "Oh crap, what the?" And then like I go spirit first, and then I'm like, "Stop it, let's check it out. Don't be dumb."
Yeah, I do spirit second. Yeah, I look for the logical first.
It's because you're a grown up.
Am I?
Yeah, you're an adult.
Oh, okay.
You're responsible. I
don't let it get out.
I'm 13 in my soul. So yeah. So another really cool one, and I hear people talk about this all the time, numbers. 11-11.
Yeah, you're getting into numerology and yeah, all of those are symbolic of something.
Yeah, so they all mean something else. Like 444 is angels sending you blessings. You could see a birthday. Like I think I've said before, there is one number sequence that I see all the time, and it is 619. All the time.
Do you ever play the lotto with it?
I have.
And?
It's yielded me nothing. So this has been going on easily for 3 years.
Okay.
It's been like 3 years, I think.
Maybe it's the birthday of your soulmate.
It's my birthday. I am my own soulmate. No, it is my birthday, 619. And it's, I've read about it. It's been a long time since I've read about it to try to figure it out. But if memory serves me right, which it really does, it's something about like closing chapters, like loss and new beginnings, like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So I was very perplexed. I'm like, what the heck does this mean? And then Honey passed away, my dog, my oldest dog. Aww. And that was in January of 17.
Okay.
And she passed away on the 19th of January. So I thought for a minute, I'm like, is this what they were talking about? Like the closing of one chapter, the beginning of a new one, you know, where I'm closing the door on, or we're closing the door on that relationship because it has, so to speak, like the physical relationship, because she has crossed over. And
right.
And so I thought like that would be it. But no, it continued to go. And then I've had some other life events that I thought, okay, this is a final event, if you will. And, you know, I'm going in this direction now. And I thought that was it. And no, I still see it. So maybe, you know, perhaps what it is that it's a continuation of, it's life.
Well, I think our life is a series of changes.
Right. That's what I was getting to.
And maybe it's your guardian angel giving you a poke. It's up. Here comes another wave.
Well, then it's every day. Because like every day I see 619, 619, 619.
Huh.
I mean, it was also my area code when I lived in San Diego. So.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
No, I know. I know. But I'm like, I don't know what it is, and I don't know, you know, and maybe it really just boils down to, you know, make sure that you're paying attention and you're paying attention to us and the messages that we're delivering. It could be a number of things. It really could. I'm never afraid. I'm never, you know, so it's positive, whatever it is.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the alternative.
Yeah, I'm scared all the time. So yeah, moving on.
Okay,
so numbers. Yeah, so another thing is you feel feeling touches. So not in a creepy way like I've experienced, but it could be like you know, a brush on your arm, a brush on the cheek. It could be, you know, something like that that's not going to freak you out, but it's going to get your attention. And then they're like, we're here.
Chantel.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't do that. So I mean, I don't know, it's, will we get all the answers when we cross over? I highly doubt it. We have zero business knowing what the guardian angels are getting into.
Well, I think when we cross over to the other side, I think everything becomes clear. It's like, oh, okay, all this makes sense now.
Yeah.
But I don't think any one of us will ever have all the answers.
No. I mean, it's true. It's just like, you know, professions. Even every doctor doesn't have all the answers, and every, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I really don't know. I did read, though, that guardian angels tend to appear more to women than to men.
Could it be that we're more open?
More intuitive, just spiritual, and receptive. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. More spiritual, more intuitive. Yeah. More open to the possibilities.
Yeah. They're light beings. They're intuitive beings. So it makes sense that one intuitive being and another intuitive being would connect.
Right. Makes sense to me.
It just makes sense. So yeah. They inspire us. They are inspiring. They are.
What experiences have you had with your guardian angel, or you think was your guardian angel?
So there are two that I can think of off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. So one was when I was like, I think 17, and my mom had this friend that she used to study with all the time. They were going through, they were training to become paramedics. And so he was, you know, which has some relevance to the story, but he was around all the time, this like particular friend, and really nice and whatever the case. And one day I was walking home from the store, and I was walking through the alley behind our house to get back home, and his car pulled up, and he's like, "Oh, hey girl, what are you doing?" And whatever. And I said, "Oh, I'm just, you know, whatever I was doing, like walking home." And he's like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "Hey, I'm going to run to wherever and get some food. Do you want to come with me?" I was like, "No, I'm good." And he then was like starting to be like persistent about it, you know, or I don't want to say forceful, but he was like, "Oh, just come on. Let's go for a ride. Let's go down the street, whatever." And in my head, somebody was like, "Do not get in that car. Do not get in that car." Like, just very... very much, very, very forceful about it, and do not get in that car. And, you know, and even before that voice kicked in, I just felt like all through my body that it just felt very off, very wrong. And I finally, you know, got him to stop asking or, you know, telling me to get in the car, because it wasn't even asking anymore. It was just, "Get in, come on, let's go. Just, you know." And I'm like, "Dude, what the hell with this guy? Like, enough already." And I finally, you know, finally got away and, you know, walked to the house, and I was so creeped out. I'm like, what the heck was so different about this situation? And it's not like, you know, my mom was always right there when he was in the house or we were all three together or something. You know, it was, I mean, you know, sometimes she was off with my baby brother in the kitchen or something. So we're in the living room alone. And but I don't know, this particular situation was just very different, and every fiber of my being and every person on my spiritual team just said, "Get the hell out of there, just go." So very glad I listened. I don't have an alternate ending to that story, and I'm so glad I don't, because I don't know what would have happened. It may have been completely innocent, and he may have genuinely wanted to go up the street and get some food, but
it could have been a car wreck. It could have been, who knows?
It could have been anything, but just, it felt very predatory, very like, ugh. I mean, just thinking about it just makes me feel gross. I'm like, what the heck?
Mm. Ugh.
So, yeah.
Well, thank goodness you listened.
Yeah, I'm very glad I did listen. I'm very, very glad. And I'll say this. I was struggling in my mind because I had this feeling all through my body that was saying, "Do not," like, and this voice in my head saying, "Don't do it. Don't get in that car." But then there was the side of me, the side that wants to be pleasing and all of that stuff, and yes to everything, that was like feeling bad about saying no and thinking many times about just getting in the damn car.
Just caving in.
Right. So, you know, I've heard a lot of stories of, you know, assaults and rapes and whatever the case, where people have said that and they're like, "I knew I shouldn't have gone there. I shouldn't have whatever." And this is never, ever, ever to say like they had it coming. That is not what I'm saying at all.
They didn't trust their gut.
Yes, they didn't. And they went, it wasn't even about not trusting their gut. It was about making someone else happy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yeah. So, and that's where it gets you, because you're like, "Oh, I feel bad." And then you do something that you know you shouldn't be doing. Get into this situation where somebody takes complete advantage of you, and it's crappy. So, you know, like I said, I don't have another ending to that story. I'm so glad that I don't, and that I didn't cave out of feeling guilty and feeling, you know, like, right, I'm letting somebody down.
You trusted your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, your guardian angel, however you want
to
see it.
Yeah. So please, please listen to your gut. Listen to your angels. They are there to help you. Your gut is there to guide you. Like, all of it is there to see you through this world in the most like one piece way. Yeah, that was a That was a crazy one. I have another one, but you go.
So I used to live up in the Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, commuting. I know we complain about the commute here, which is nothing compared to what it is, you know, in the larger cities. But I was up there during my 20s and on the road a lot. And I'll remember this one day. I'll never forget it because I just had it in my head that this is the moment that I'm going to die. This is it. I was crossing a bridge. I want to say it was like the 11th Street Bridge or something like that. And there's nowhere to go. There's no medians. It's, you know, multiple lanes, no mm-hmm. mediums, you know, concrete railings. I mean, nowhere to go. And bumper to bumper traffic. And the car in front of me, you could see underneath his car that the muffler was coming off, and you could just see it bouncing. And I'm like, that is about to come off. And, you know, I put some space between us, and sure enough, that thing came off his car, and it hit the ground so hard and went straight up into the sky. I mean, I couldn't tell you how high that thing went because, I mean, we were driving pretty fast. Well, anyways, it was coming down and the pipe of the muffler was coming right at my face. And all I could think is that it is making a beeline.
Yeah, it's going to come right through the windshield.
Toward the windshield and hit me. And there's nothing I can do about it. You know, it's just one of those, like those, that moment in time, and you just can't react. You see it happening. There's nothing you can do, and it's coming right at me, and it's like a hand came and protected my car and swatted that thing away. Mm-mm. And it just kind of went, and it didn't hit, you know, anybody. It's like literally like a hand came down and just swatted it. I mean, I can't explain it. I mean, I don't think it was a wind or anything mm-hmm. like that. At the velocity that it was traveling down, you know, toward me, and then for it to just go whoosh. And I remember just clutching my steering wheel going, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. that was a hand. That was a hand that just went, and I was like, jeez. If that's not a guardian angel, I don't mm-hmm. know what is.
Good Lord, that's creepy. I'm like on the edge of my seat, you guys.
Tell me more.
That's crazy. That is very crazy. Oh my gosh, I'm glad you're okay. Who yeah. would I be podcasting with if it were you?
I don't know. Sandy Cat? I don't know.
Would there be a Sandy Cat? Someone else could have Sandy Cat. It's not right. So once I was driving home, and I was with my friend. We had just come from wherever the hell, and we're at a red light. For some reason, like I had something in my hand. I had my driver's license and something else. And I was about to put it down before the light turned green. Mm-hmm. So we're like at a very major intersection. This is when I lived in San Diego. Very major intersection. It's not really busy out. It's like it's super late at night. So we're at this red light and I have my ID and something else in my hand. And I'm about to put it down before the light turns green because I do not like to be distracted when I'm driving. And I dropped my license. So I quickly, here's one of my fears is I don't like leaving stuff on the floor of my car because I'm always afraid that it's going to slide to the front and get under my foot somehow and make me like not be able to press the brake or whatever when I need to.
Affect your driving.
Exactly. So that was my concern. And it's, you know, it's a slippery ID on, you know, it's got that film on it or whatever.
Right, and the plastic.
Right. So it's on carpet in the car. So I'm like, that thing will slide and my foot will go sliding. So I put my hand down, felt around. Like, this is microseconds. Mm-hmm. Put my hand down, felt around, found it, picked it up in my hand to see that the light had turned green already. Mm-hmm. There was nobody behind me, so the light had turned green. So as I start taking my foot off the brake to roll into the intersection, this van comes like screaming down the road.
Oh, wow.
Just, I mean, didn't even think about stopping at the red light, because he had the red light by then. Did not even think about it. Just went through this thing. So this road, I want to say, was like, the speed limit was 45 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And he was easily going 70. So had my license not fallen in that moment, and the light, I went when the light turned green, he would have T-boned me right on the driver's side. And I swear to God and Lucifer, we would have died. Like, we just would have, that Jeep would have rolled and just crushed us.
Wow.
I know it. So, I mean, the moment it happened, I put my foot right back on the brake and I just took a deep breath. I was like, holy crap, I cannot believe. It was like that. Like, I mean, not like yours so much, where, you know, you could physically see this thing coming at you, but it was that moment of realizing, holy crap, like, I almost lost my life in that, because I know we would
have... In an instant.
Oh, yeah. We would have died. That guy was easily going 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
Easily. And I was like, holy... I don't even... So whoever pulled that license out of my hand and, like, made me, you know, go and dig for it, right. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful, because there would be no Media Matters podcast. We would not be here. Yeah, that one scared me. And we really just, my friend and I just looked at each other like, Jesus Christ, I cannot believe.
Wow.
Can't believe that just happened. So
close calls.
I know, very close calls. So you and I have some other stories, other people's stories that we wanted to tell, because these stories are just really cool. And I love when someone recognizes, you know, a blessing in their world and the, you know, that magical gift that someone else has given them, that magical intervention. That's right. It's really neat. So we have a few of those. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
You go ahead. Cause all I've got are my own stories.
Yeah. Okay. Then. Just kidding. All right. So here's the first one. I was driving home on an hour and a half commute. I'm a teacher and it was a Thursday afternoon. I was pretty tired and found myself fighting to stay awake. About 45 minutes from home, I had drifted off to sleep. I was driving on a narrow country road with a mountain on one side of the road and a deep ditch on the other. I suddenly awoke to the sound of a semi-truck furiously blowing his horn. When I awoke, I looked down at the steering wheel. On the wheel were two hands. Neither were mine.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's like another Jesus take the wheel story. Yes, there. Yes,
like literally Jesus take the wheel. Both appeared to be man's hands, and both were facing in a direction as if the man was sitting where I was sitting. The car, which had drifted into the oncoming lane, miraculously steered itself into the proper lane. As soon as I was aware enough to take over, the hands disappeared. I quietly said, thank you, and continued, wide awake, on my drive. When I told my husband, he was more upset that I had fallen asleep, which I would be too. I'd be like, what the hell were you thinking? Like, and anyway, he doesn't believe the story to this day. However, I can still see those hands, and if they're right in front of me, I would be able to point them out. I often wonder if they are the hands of one of my grandfathers that passed away, that passed to the other side. I'm sure they were the hands of my guardian angel, and I am ever grateful that he was there that day. That is crazy.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's very awesome. And I gotta say, like, I don't know how I would react if I saw someone else's hands on my steering wheel. You know?
In that moment, I mean, you take it for what it is. I mean, a miracle.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, you know? I mean, not in like a miracle moment. I mean, just I'm driving to Taco Bell. Wide awake, fully aware, and suddenly... Hands.
Huh.
I'd be like, Marie Rose, get over here right now. Bring your sage. Okay. The night I met my guardian angel was like any other night. I had worked a long shift as a waitress at Applebee's. I clocked out around 1:30 a.m. and was starving. It had been such a busy night. It had been such a busy night that I never got a long enough break to eat before the kitchen closed.
So she's tired and hungry.
Tired and hungry. So seeing as how there are only about 2 fast food restaurants in Brunswick that are open that late, I went to Crystal's for dinner before making the 45-minute trip home. When I pulled into the parking lot of Crystal's, my attention was drawn to these 2 elderly men standing next to a red Dodge Magnum near the front of the building. They turned their heads and watched me as I drove around to the drive-through speaker, which seemed very weird. As my car stopped, I saw one of the men start walking toward my car and the other man get into the Magnum and drive away. The gentleman that approached me had a noticeable limp, but a big smile on his face. He had silver hair and reminded me of someone's sweet old grandpa. Now, any other time, I would have been guarded and probably rolled up my window and locked the doors when someone approached my car at almost 2 o'clock in the morning. But for some reason, at that time, I felt calm and reassured. He said hello and asked me for directions to Walmart. I told him the easiest way I knew to get there, and he didn't understand. He kept smiling and asking things like, "So which exit do I get off on? Which red light do I turn at? Do I turn left or right?" I would tell him again, and he would still ask questions. Finally, after, no lie, 5 minutes of this, he seemed to understand, thanked me, and walked away. So I pulled around to the window, got my food, and headed home. On I-95, just past exit 49, traffic slowed and I realized that there was an accident up ahead, which must have just happened. As I passed the accident, I was shocked to see a dead body lying in the middle of the right-hand lane. Then I saw the red Dodge Magnum, and it all clicked for me. I know.
Oh, goosey. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I'm getting goosebumps.
I know. Me too. I truly believe that the silver-haired gentleman asking for directions was my guardian angel, and if it weren't for him taking up 5 minutes of my time, I would have been in that accident. Another reason I believe angels exist comes from my belief that we all have a purpose on this earth. I believe my guardian angel protected me that night because it wasn't my time to go. God had a purpose for me, and I had not yet fulfilled that purpose. That night, I was overwhelmed by the feeling that I had been given a second chance and that I needed to use it.
Yep. There's a reason.
Mm-hmm. There is a reason. That's crazy. The accident happened on a very curvy road that runs alongside a canal. A car passing us on the opposite side of the road had its bright lights on, blinding Lisa, my friend that passed away. Only after the car passed us did she realize we were headed for the canal. She overcorrected her steering wheel, but was too late to avoid the impact. We hit a light pole at 60 miles an hour, pulling the entire light pole and its base out of the ground and breaking it in half. The wrecker that picked up the car told me we were actually airborne, maybe 30 feet in the air before hitting the pole, as it was a big drop from the road to where the pole was anchored. I remember leaving the road and then waking up in the back seat with what I thought was fire outside the car. The live electrical wires from the pole were arcing and sparking. I don't remember much about the accident, but I do remember crawling under the wires on my tummy with them jumping everywhere around me. I knew I had to get help. I later found out from the doctor in the emergency room that the fire department could not figure out how I got out of the car without being electrocuted, as they could not approach the car for 45 minutes until the power was cut off, as it was so hot. Not only that, but the impact should have done more damage to me. I had only hurt my wrist, had bumps and bruises, and was released the same morning. One of my friends took pictures of the car later the same day, and when he sent them to me, I knew my angel had to be with me on my side of the car. There is no other explanation for me. She was there to help me through those wires and must have padded me from the impact. I know I am not through with whatever God has planned for me, so I am searching for what that is. That's crazy. Yeah. So I wonder if his friend Lisa passed away in that accident.
He doesn't say, does he?
Mm-mm. He just said my friend that passed away. Aw. Well, I'm glad that he made it through. And for Lisa, I'm sorry if that's when she went.
I mean, there are so many stories. Mm-hmm. So many guardian angel stories. I mean, you know, everything from, you know, like you said, not getting into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to that voice that is screaming in your ear to not do something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen to it.
Oh yeah,
listen to it
for sure. And don't don't feel bad about disappointing someone. Don't feel...
They'll live.
They will. They will. Don't let guilt drive you. Just, you know, listen to your gut. Yep. Listen to your people. You have a team of people that love you and want you to do your best and be your best and achieve the very best. And they're not going to steer you wrong. They are not. So, another fun episode. And like we said, just the basics, like the super basics on Guardian Angels, because this onion is deep. Real deep.
Lots of layers.
Mm-hmm. Lots of layers. So if you guys have your own Guardian Angel stories or questions, make sure you send them to us at themediamatters@gmail.com. I was just about to say themediamatters.com. That's not an email address. You can also share your stories and your questions with us on social media. And you can find The Media Matters on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. We are always Instagram ready. Always. So with that, you guys, that is our episode on Guardian Angels. We are so grateful that you chose to join us again. You could be doing a number of things like, I don't know what else. There's nothing better than us. So we are happy to have you guys with us. And, you know, again, don't forget, be kind to yourselves, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other. And don't forget that you guys are kick ass.
Yeah. Be open. Trust your intuition. Mm-hmm. And have a great day.
That's right. And make sure you communicate with your guardian angels. Ask them questions. Ask them for help. Because the more you ask them for help, the more power you give them to actually help you.
That's right. Be open to them.
Yeah.
So that they can get to you.
That's right. So tell us about your stories, guys. So we will be back next week with another brand new episode just for you. And if there's something in particular that you want to hear, make sure you let us know so we can cover the topics that you want to hear about. So we will be back next week. We super duper love you guys. And until then, so long.